This is National School Lunch Week, but even in school, lunch is no longer just lunch. It's often called the lunch experience. And if you're not enjoying the lunch experience, you may be suffering from something called menu fatigue. To fight boredom at lunch, many schools put new foods on their menu, and when they do, they have to worry about two things: the complaints of health groups who say that school lunches are fatty and junky, and the tastes of children who tend to like fatty and junky food. To hear how one county tests new menu items, NPR's Neva Grant went to Forestdale Elementary in Virginia, where fifth graders were about to attend something called a taste party.
My name is Penny McConnell, and I'm Director of Food and Nutrition Services with Fairfax County Public Schools. Let's look at what they're going to be evaluating here and testing today. They're going to be testing a Stick-Witch, Hot Pocket Taco, Cock-a-Doodle-Doos, that's an interesting new product from Tyson's, it's a different shape, Sun Butter, which is like peanut butter, but it's made from sunflower seeds, then Jicama Sticks, which is a new vegetable, and then Hip Dippers. I don't know what those are. We'll see. And
what's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer, you really went through that Stick-Witch.
Yeah, it tastes pretty good, and the inside tastes sort of like a hamburger.
So you've got something that looks like a corn dog, and inside it looks like meat.
I guess so.
How does this compare to other food on a stick that you've eaten?
Not good.
All right, did you try the Sun Butter yet, Lydia?
It tastes a bit like a normal peanut butter sandwich.
What's the word on the jicama strips?
No, thank you. It's a little bit like vegetable.
You're saying some of the way this food is described makes you lose your appetite. What are some of the words you don't like?
Like, instead of calling it chicken, they call it cock-a-doodle-doo.
It was like they're kind of trying too hard to just make us eat it, but if they, like, called it a regular name, it would have been better.
What would you have suggested?
They could have just called it meat.
Helping with the taste party today are manufacturers, representatives, and brokers. They represent several product lines, like one of them could represent Kellogg's along with another one.
My name is Sherry Alfinito. The three items I had were all from Tyson Foods, the three chicken products. An event like this taste party at Fairfax County Public Schools is very, very important. I couldn't put a dollar amount on it because every product is different, but it's tremendous. When I get a new item into Fairfax County, my manufacturers are just ecstatic.
My name is Debbie Maloney. I represent Sara Lee, David's Cookies. There's 30 different lines. I could go on for a long, long time.
Tell me what you're doing. You're watching the kids?
I'm watching the kids. I'm looking at the reactions. Everything is on their faces. Everything. You know, the frown, the gag.
I don't really like it. The Hot Pocket Taco, because it's kind of tangy.
You know, Stephanie, you do realize that those people standing at the front of the room, the vendors, they are hanging on your every word. I mean, these evaluations mean a lot to them.
Yes, I do know that.
Why are you laughing?
I think they are very, very odd.
What do you have to say, Alexander?
Not a lot of kids got this chance, and we did, so it makes me feel like for at least like 15 minutes, we're like important people.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You have like all this power.
So do you kind of like power?
Pretty much.
Fifth graders at a school lunch taste party at Forestdale Elementary in Springfield, Virginia. They spoke with NPR's Neva Grant.